Good evening, one last time. I managed to avoid saying okay a third time, so I'm pleased with myself. So what I want to do this final session is get into a little bit more detail about how we go from these non-deterministic automata to deterministic automata, and thereby to something that we can actually use to do scanning. And I also promised you I'd show you how we handle not. So let's actually go from these A, B, and C type things to a token, and not just any token, but a controversial one, the old double slash. Remember we had double slash, anything that's not an end of line, iterate that, and then depending on how you prefer to look at this, you can terminate it with end of line, or say, no, we'll let end of line be matched as a separate token as white space. Since this is the one that's in the handout, I'll use this one, but the argument works just about the same. So this is roughly what we would feed in. Now, somebody asked during the break whether not was essentially just this, and the answer is yes, it is. This is the mathematical form, and this is the JLEX form. So this is caret is not, and backslash n is the C slash JLEX form of the end of line character. So it's two representations of the same thing. First of all, if I say I want to match a not, what I'm doing is giving you a convenient abbreviation for many alternative paths. So let me go back to, or go ahead. We'll get back to this. So typically, I say something like AB. But suppose I said not. Not represents a transition, but not under a single character, but typically many characters. So if I change this to A followed by not B, writing in either JLEX form or a mathematical form, I'm writing something very convenient for me, but really represents a number of alternative paths. So anything that's not a B means I'm going to have a whole series of arrows all going to the same place, and I'll simply go through all the 128 characters and include all of them other than the ones that are knotted out. So in this case, I knotted B so that it'd be A, C, D, E, F, and lots of others. There's more arrows, same number of states, but remember, we're doing computers, and computers are great at handling the extra detail. So theoretically, instead of writing not B, I could have written down here A or C or D, blah, 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 blah. Clearly, I'd be insane if I had as many as 127 characters to write to do it, but it's essentially the same thing. So when I see a not, it simply says, go in there and find all the characters that are excluded, that are not excluded, and add in arrows for each and every one of them. So it's the same mechanism, but it's more tedious. So not is included, and let me go back to this now and look at this. So what we're going to start out with is an automaton that matches the slashes. And now it can go ahead and match any single character other than end of line. So let me just represent that by a single arrow with the not new line in it. So that's really 127 characters. So I can match any of those. But now I have the star in here. Remember, the star says I'm allowed to go under lambda right here. And I can go back and match another not character there. So this is almost, but not quite deterministic. If we could figure out how to handle the lambdas, we'd be in good shape. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. You're right. That's right. In this situation. Sorry about that. That's what I get for doing things on the fly at 8 in the evening. So the notion here is that what's bothering us here is the lambda. And the lambda is essentially there because we don't know how many iterations to take. So we're going to do something similar to what I showed you earlier, but some way to get rid of lambdas. And by getting rid of lambdas, we may increase the number of states we have to track. So in this case, to make it slightly simpler, let's number those states. And instead of doing the not EOL, let's just do it on a couple of characters like A and B. There we go. Here, lambda. See if that's any better. So we read the two slashes. We can go via a lambda right to 4. We can read in A and B and follow a lambda in, or we can iterate back and read repeatedly. So the notion is we want to get rid of those lambdas. And the way we do that is, let me find this, is do something called close or closure. And what close does is include those states which you could reach without reading any characters. So whenever I think I'm in a particular state, I may actually be in more states than I thought of because I could have read a lambda. Did I or didn't I? I don't know. And here's where this non-determinism comes in. I make the choice that I could have or I may or may not have. So for example, if I'm in state 3, which is right there, notice it says I could also be in state 4 because there's a lambda transition right there. So whenever I think I'm in 3, I'm also in 4. And that makes a difference because 4 being a final state means I could stop. Similarly, if this is state 5 right here, and I think I'm in state 5, I have a lambda that says I could have also been in 4. That's a way to terminate, but I could also have gone back in 3. So it says whenever I've got to state 5 and I've matched one character in the comment, I can stop by going in lambda, and that's state 4. I can go back to 3 and read another. So this is where it's giving me the choice of iterations. It says you can, right where you are, you can go to a final state and stop, or go back to a previous state and read again. Which am I going to do? I don't know. So when I track and do a closure, it says, hey, you thought you were in state 5, but when I close, I get a couple of additional states. Yeah, I can put it up. But the advantage of doing the closure is once I do that, lambdas are gone. I trade the lambdas for the fact I track multiple states. But as we'll see in a bit, after I track all the possible state sets I can have, I can convert those into singleton states in a deterministic automaton, and the lambdas are gone, and the non-determinism is gone. And that's precisely what I want. So this notion of closure is something we'll see in our later definition. And it simply means when you think you're in a state or set of states, double check. If any of those states have a lambda out of it, you could get to that next state for free. That is by not reading anything. So close up the solution and add in those other possibilities so that your possibilities are as complete as possible. And here's a mathematical looking definition. And for those of you who are mathematically inclined, I'll show it to you, but it's essentially what I said in English. It said, if I have a set of states, S, that, for example, might have been 3 or 4. It says, if you're an S and you can find a state in that set, like 3, and there's a lambda transition from that to some state Y, and Y is not already an S, add it in. So all it's saying is include all those states not yet included, which are reachable from current states by reading one or more lambdas. And that's just to make sure we cover our tracks of whether should we take a lambda or not. Just like the Soprano guys didn't know whether to bet on a horse or not, we're going to say, if you took the lambda, we're going to be in this state. We're going to bet on that horse. If you didn't take the lambda, we're going to be in another state. I'll bet on that horse too. But I'm going to make sure that all the possibilities are covered so I do not make a mistake. If there was a path, including or excluding lambdas, I don't care, that got me to a final state, I'll say, yes, this is a valid token. And the cool thing about this is not going to be any slower than if we simply had a deterministic automaton. It's going to do all this tracking, not at the time we scan, but at the time when JLEX builds the actual scanner. It's going to take these non-deterministic states, and as I'll show you in more detail, make them deterministic, map them over to a new automaton that doesn't have sets, but just has plain old numbers, and wire that into the resulting scanner. So let's continue on. So the notion of closure is simple. Don't worry about all the details. It says, if you can reach a new state via lambda, do it. And that's simply because we don't know whether that lambda will be taken or not. And again, the analogy here is I'm in state 5. What do I do? I don't know. Lambda says I could have gone the 4. That's a way of stopping. So I'll cover that. Maybe I want to be done. Or maybe I want to iterate one more time. So 5 will take me to lambda to 3. I'll include that. So anytime I'm in a state 5, I can be 3, 4, or 5 and have the same effect. Ooh, this is our real monster. So let's do this piece by piece. It's going to say we want to build ourselves a deterministic automaton. And we had these two problems. We had problems of lambdas, and we had the trouble of non-unique paths under the same character. So I could have a lambda transition or multiple paths under the same character. Both of those are bad because we don't know which to do. Do I follow the lambda or not? I do closure and say, I'm going to bet both possibilities. If I'm in state 1, I'm also going to consider myself to be in state 2 if I choose to be. That means if there's a path out of 2, I'll follow it. If there's a path out of 1, I'll follow it. Don't know which is right, but if I cover both possibilities, I can't be wrong. Similarly, if I have more than one transition under the same character, I'll say when I read in A from state 1, I'm going to go to a pair of states, 2 and 3. If I took the top path, I'd be in 2. Took the bottom path, I'd be in 3. I don't know which. I'm going to cover both bets and therefore be covered. So that's the basic idea there. So what I have to do is create new states that equal sets of the original states. I have to come up with a start state. So I have to get a new start state. I have to have new final states. And new transitions. And what I'll do is talk about how we do each of those, and then we'll wire them into this algorithm. This algorithm is something that says I would give you the non-deterministic automaton. It'll chug, 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 once we understand what it's doing, and create a deterministic automaton, which is usable for scanning, because the two, the non-deterministic and the deterministic, will be equivalent. So, okay, that's an example, and I don't want to get to that yet. So let's look at this. I've already talked about the new states. They're sets of original states. Where do they come from? Well, let's start out with the new start state. Well, every automaton, deterministic or non-deterministic, has a single start state. So I just find that start state. I'll call it ST for start. And the only thing I have to worry about is there may be some lambdas involved. So I'll take the ST and I'll close it. So that'll say I'll take the start state, add any states reachable by only lambdas, and that set of states will be where I start scanning. Might be a single state, might be a set, but it'll be all the states I could possibly be in by reading zero characters. What I'll then do is have to find new transitions. And what that means is previously we knew that if I had a state like 3 and read a character A, I could go to a state 4. But now I have to do that in terms of sets. So I might have a set 3, 4, 5, and I read an A, And I want to say, what states could I be in? Remember, I had this issue that I could be in multiple states because I could have multiple transitions. So what I do is one by one, I say each state in the set, I say, where could you be if you read an A? Because I can't read an A, or it could take me to one state, or it could take me to multiple states. So I'll take the transition of 3 under A, and that'll give me a set of successors under A for 3. I'll then go to 4 and say, 4, where could you be if you read an A? It could be nowhere. I don't have an A transition. Or it could be exactly 1, or it could be a number of them. So I'll add in all the transitions from 4 under A, and now you're starting to see a pattern. I say 5. If you saw an A, where would you go? Maybe knows nowhere, doesn't have a transition. Maybe goes to exactly 1 state. Maybe goes to multiple states. So I end up with a new set of states. And I got to do one more thing after I get the new set of states. Can anybody guess what that is? I got to close it because these new states may have lambdas onto them. So I take this new set and I apply close to it. What close does is add states if there's any lambda transitions. Otherwise, it leaves it alone. And that's my new success. And finally, I have to have new final states. Well, that's pretty easy. A final state is a winner. And going back to our analogy of the Sopranos, if I have a set of tickets and I want to say, did the set of tickets win or not? How do I determine that? I go back to the original ticket and say, is one of the tickets in this set a winner? So that means I have a new final state if any of the states in my set are final. Could be 1, could be 2, could be all of them. I don't care. If at least 1 is a winner, my set is a winner because I tracked the set and I found a guy that said, yes, I'm a winner, I accept. So let's look at this automaton and see how that's doing this in mathematical terminology. And if this bothers you, don't worry about it. Just worry about doing the steps I showed you. So I start with a new start state. What was that? Remember we said a new start state was the original start state, only one of those, but we have to close it because there may be lambdas. So take the original start state and close it. That gives me a set of states equivalent to the start state. What I then do is say, can I add new transitions? So I simply go ahead for each character. I'll say, is there a transition under the particular character C for any state X in my set? If so, I add in any and all of its successors, not necessarily X itself, unless there's a self loop. And I do that for each member of the set and then close it. I'll have an example shortly to show that. Keep doing this until I can't add any new states or any new transitions. That means I built as many states as I can. And finally, I go ahead and say, each and every newly created state, do you have a member that was final in the original set, in the original automaton? If so, this set is final. If not, it's not. And let's do an example. And in this particular case, it's one I hope is simple enough to fit on one sheet here. So this is just meant to show that, notice we have lambdas here, but not too many of them. That's good. And we have situations like 2 where I have multiple successors under the same characters. The good thing about this is it involves only A and B and a limited number of states. So the first thing is get a start state. Well, the start state is 1, but it says I've got to close it. So close it says from 1, what other states can I get to? I can get to 2 and nothing else. So my new start state is the set 1, 2. That means when I start reading characters, I got to have the effect of reading from 1 or 2. I don't know which, so I'm going to follow both bets. So I'll go ahead and start a new start state, which has a set of numbers inside it. And it says I'm a 1 or a 2. Now what I'll do is for each particular set of states I create, I'll consider successors under A, successors under B, and closing if necessary. So let's look at A. I say, A, where would you be if I was in state 1? He says, oh, you could be in state 3. I could also be in state 2. Where would you be in state 2 if you saw an A? I could be 4 or 5. Excuse me? Oh, no, this is the example. This is a non-determinist automaton, and we're showing how to convert. Oh, darn. Sorry, this thing timed out. Should have caught me earlier. I was looking at this and not looking over my shoulder. Sorry. Yeah. Come on, guy. Oops. Plug him in all the way. Cool. Sorry. Let's see if there was any. You didn't see any of this. Oh, my God. I'm sorry. So here, let me redo this now. I had this in front. So you didn't see this, right? Duh, I apologize. This was the closure business, and this is a mathematical formulation. That's essentially saying the way you close a set is look at each of its members and see if there are successors under lambda. If so, you add them in. This I haven't gotten to in detail yet. I tap danced around this, so that's good. I'll go back to that. So this is the example that I'm working from. And oh, I do apologize. So in this case, let's redo it. I started with the start state, which was 1, because I had the arrow coming in. And it said, I have to close the start state, so I'll look for lambda transitions, and I saw 1 to 2. So my new start state is 1, 2. I then say, for each state I have, I'll consider successors under A, successors under B. If I had more letters, I'd have to do more. That'd be tedious for me, easy for a computer. So I say, state 1, where do you go? If I see an A, it goes to 3. State 2, where do you go under an A? It could be 4 or 5. So that's 3, 4, and 5. I close them, but 3, 4, and 5 don't have any lambdas, so it doesn't change anything. I have to consider successors on 1, 2 under a B. If I look at B, it says I have a successor under 1, which is 1. And 2 has no successor, but I have to close it. So it turns out that's 1 and 2, so it just loops on itself. And I'll squiggle that out. So state 1 and 2 has been fully processed. I know exactly what to do. It says, if you read an A in the original automaton right here, you'd be in 3, 4, or 5. If you read a B, you'd be in 1 or 2. If I do that for the remaining states, I'll then identify final states, and then we'll verify this thing worked properly. So states 3, 4, and 5 say, where do you go under an A? 3 goes nowhere under an A. It doesn't have a successor. 4 goes to 5, and 5 goes nowhere. So this is just state 5 under an A. How about a B for 3, 4, and 5? 3 goes to 4. Four under a B goes to 5. And 5 goes nowhere. So what I'll do is I'll check each of these little states saying I've processed them. That means I've looked at each successor character, A or B, and found what state set would be followed if I read a particular character. Going to state 5, it has no successor, so I don't add anything. Go to state 4 and 5, what about an A? 4 under an A goes to 5. 5 goes nowhere. And under a B, 4 goes to 5, and 5 goes nowhere. And that's it in terms of processing. What have I accomplished here? I have 2 things that are good now. 1, no more lambdas. And 2, it's never the case that a state can go to more than one successor under a given character. I still have to figure out the final states. The only final state is 5, so anybody with a 5 in it is a winner. And finally, the question is, does this thing really work? That is, whatever this automaton matched, this one should also. So let's look at this. Let's say, here's a start state. I could go to 2 and read an A, and that would get me to a final state. Yep, there to there is a final state, so that works. I could read a B followed by an A, and that would get me to a final state. There's a B, it self-loops, and there's an A. I could, in this particular case, read lambda AA. So double A ought to be red. Yep. There's an A. And there's an A. Reads that. And ABA is a possibility. So it goes from A to B to A. And notice as it takes a path, each state I visit has that state I'm visiting in its set. So if I took the path 1 to 3 under an A, there's 1 and there's a 3. 3 follows a B to 4. There's a B, there's 4. And it reads another B to 5. There's 5. So it's following all the possible paths that this automaton might have, even though it has lambdas and it has non-determinism, namely, out of state 2, do I go to 5 or 4? Don't know, so I cover both bets. So that's the genius of it all, namely, I'm able to reduce the two hard problems, lambda, because lambda is invisible, and multiple successors, I don't know which one to go to, by in both cases covering all possibilities. If there's a path in the non-deterministic automaton, there's a path in the deterministic automaton, so it works properly. And now let's go back, and this is the thing that purports to create it. So let's go and see. Our start state then was simply take the start state of the original automaton, make a singleton state out of it, and close it to handle the lambdas. I'll now accumulate a set of states while I can add new sets or states or transitions. Notice that's what I did one by one, checking them off. I'll simply take each character and look for successor states, building them if they don't exist. I keep doing that until I can't add any new states or transitions. And finally, I label the accepting states to be those that contain a final state in them. And that turns out to be a very good place to start. One gotcha on this is, well, what could go wrong on this? And I've warned you about this, that in certain very odd combinations, the number of states in the deterministic automaton can be much larger. The reason is I'm doing subsets, and there's a famous mathematical result that says if I have n items, I can have as many as 2 to the n subsets. For each particular item, it's in or out, and it's 2 times 2 times 2 times 2. So if, for example, I had a very modest automaton like 10, I could have 2 to the 10 states. That's not too bad. Everybody should know powers of 2. What's 2 to the 10th roughly? 1,000. If I had 20, I have 2 to the 20th. That's kind of bigger, isn't it? Yeah, a lot bigger. So it turns out that as it's possible for this construction to work, but be inappropriate. Fortunately, it turns out this almost never occurs. Let me finish this thought and we'll be out of here. It happens that for ordinary scanning, prefixes of different tokens are different. That is, a literal looks different than a paren, that looks different than a comma, looks different than an identifier. And because of that, you don't have all the states contending that it could be this or this or this or this. Usually you're only tracking it could be this guy or this guy, maybe a reserved word or an identifier, maybe a literal or a floating point number. So because of the way tokens are defined, this problem does not occur. Conceptually, it can, and I believe in the back of the scanning chapter in the book, there's at least one example that if you built this automaton, it would blow up big time because it would have this explosion of the power set problem. But other than that, normally it's not a problem. And next time we'll talk about not only can we build automata, we can actually optimize them. And we'll optimize them in the oddest possible way, you may think, but it turns out to be effective. So you're out of here now, and have a good week, and I'll see you next week, or maybe office hours on Thursday as the project starts getting worked on.